Genetic sequencing shows just how similar these species are. Only 12 of their genes differ, less than 0.1% of their genomes. Intriguingly, one of the 12 is part of one of the sex chromosomes, hinting at a role for sexual selection. Another 3 of them play a role in the coloration of male plumage, which is also suggestive. For although the species are of similar sizes and shapes, adult male tawny-bellied seed-eaters, as their name implies, have brownish-orange chests, while male Iberá seed-eaters have black throats and sandy-coloured bodies. Their songs are distinct too. They use the same range of frequencies, but different syllables. First, Ms. Terbeck and her colleagues established that females of both species did indeed regularly select the right mates. Observation of pairs suggested so, and genetic testing of young, needed because more than half the females under study mated with extra males in addition to their long-term partners, did not find any exceptions either. That done, they looked at males' abilities to distinguish conspecific rivals from heterospecific neutrals. During the 2019 breeding season, they mounted decoy males in the territories of 40 male tawny-bellied seed-eaters and 36 male Iberá seed-eaters. They then monitored the residents' responses when a female was around. They used 4 decoys. One had the plumage and song of a male Iberá seed-eater. One similarly resembled a male tawny-bellied seed-eater. The other 2 had, in one or other combination, the appearance of one species and the song of another. If a resident male viewed a decoy as competition, he would act aggressively by flying to and pecking at it. And males could certainly tell the difference. They were most aggressive towards decoys that resembled their own species, moderately so towards decoys that combined features of both, and least towards those that resembled the other species. Since these were not real birds, it must have been the coloration and the song that were the cues. The differences between the species' songs may be cultural and have come about after the split, but the differences in plumage are clearly genetic. What's more, they're so small that they could have happened on a single occasion as a result of an accidental hybridization, for similar genetic differences are found in varying combinations throughout southern cappuccino seed-eaters. Also, what happened once could presumably have happened often. It therefore seems plausible that Ms. Terbeck has uncovered the nub of the mechanism by which this group has become so diverse. If so, then she has helped write another page in that as yet unpublished volume, The Real Origin of Species.